Dies mir ihm gelehren, schien er gunt der Armen, ach, scho hem ich holl um er hertigen Malakli an even account of the famous county final. The county final played between Rosslea and Kinnaly. And to set your minds back to the day the match was played, this is the line-outs that took the field that day. It the sock boy, Rosslea. The goalkeeper was Tommy Callaghan. The full-backs, Tom Mulligan, Patcho Pronti and Richard Smith. A muscle la lina, the vi Jimmy Cray and Frank Mulligan agus own Callaghan. Ilarna Parker, the vi an vert fahok Felix Quigley agus Malachy O'Rourke. The half-forwards were Joe Goodwin, Des O'Rourke and Michael Mullarky, agus a stig y mas na dosahe tímpun chwil, the vi Joe Conlan, Tommy McDermott agus Gabriel Slowey. Agus an ish fwydn chynawli. Sa chwl the vi Tom Dolan. The full-backs were Michael McManus, Benny Murphy and Patrick Murphy. The half-line, Vincey Green, Tony Cullen and Terence McManus. Ilarna Parker, the V Terry Green against Mick Cullen. Na Lahosahe Aiden Curry, Joe Gillies against Patrick Murphy. And on the inside, Joe McHugh, Jerry Owens against Sean MacDonald. Well, that's the way the teams lined up before the referee decided to get the game underway, with a strong wind blowing in from Loch Erne and frequent heavy downpours that didn't help to raise the standard of football in the championship final played at Lisnaskee. But in spite of the conditions, this was a rattling good game, with the winners Rosslea having to battle hard to overcome gallant opposition from the losers Kinnaly. Kinnaly, favoured by the wind, established only a slender lead, and the assessment then would be that Rosslea, with the win, would have an easy second-half task. But that was a reckoning without Kinnaly's great fighting spirit. Then came a goal, which swung the balance in Rosslea's favour. It was a goal scored by putting the man in possession and the ball into the back of the net in a none-too-ceremonious fashion. From then on, it was all Rosslea. This was a game in which the Greens, the Murphys, Gillies, Jerry Owens and the magnificent Mick Cullen and the young warhorse McHugh shone for Kinnaly. For Rosslea, Joe Pat Pronti was a solid block of a defender, with Tommy Callaghan holding a sound position as netminder. Owen Callaghan and Malachy O'Rourke reached great heights on the left around the centre, with young Mullarky, Slowey and Conlon keeping Joe Goodwin, Des O'Rourke and Tommy McDermott goodly company in attack. The game itself was slow enough in starting. Percy McCooey held the whistle and killed any flare-ups in the bud. He was taking no nonsense from the Rosslea players or indeed from the Kinnaly ones. A free by Mick Cullen, who, it has to be said, ended this game with a much enhanced reputation, got proceedings underway for the Kinnaly men and put their first score on the board after 4 minutes of play. The game continued in earnest, but was a dour enough struggle to begin with, and exchanges were about even when, at the 10th minute, Tommy McDermott, the Rosslea veteran full forward, scored the equaliser for Rosslea. The cheering at that stage could be heard as far away as Croke Park. In one of those flashing bursts, which are so well remembered by county followers, Des O'Rourke got through to the Kinnaly square, but his neat flick was pounced on by Dolan, who handled confidently for a good clearance. Against the wind and around the 30th minute, Tommy McDermott from a free put Rosslea a point ahead. It took Kinnaly just 2 minutes to get the equaliser again through Jerry Owens. Then Mick Cullen, 40 yards out, put in a wonderful shot which had goal written all over it as it stole towards the under part of the crossbar. But being far more shenown Tommy Callaghan, he was equally wonderful with his anticipation. He judged it perfectly to effect a great save, again followed by thunderous applause. This was about the only incident of note at this stage of the game, and Kinnaly's chances appeared to grow less and less as more and more minutes passed by without them establishing a commanding lead with the wind in their favour. In the 70th minute, before Joe Gillies kicked a point which put them ahead again, Kinnaly and the wind were keeping Rosslea confined in their own area, and another free gave the opportunity to watch Cullen kick another confident point. Pressure continued, and Rosslea were drawing clear when Cullen stopped to pass out and, taking all the time in the world, slid through a couple of defenders to lob across for another point. Rosslea then moved upfield in county combination, Owen Callaghan putting Des O'Rourke in possession for a nice pass to Goodwin, who kicked narrowly wide. Bhíon fell imithe ar fór íl. This Rosslea team was playing now with great coolness and smoothness against a strong wind. Malachy O'Rourke at midfield caught the eye at this stage for his good fielding. Kinnali came back into the picture with a good run along the right by young McHugh, who severely tested Callaghan again in the Ross Lane net. When the ball dropped, forwards were in on the spot for a hard scrimmage which ended with a clearance by young Smith, who was in like a shot. Malachy O'Rourke fielded high again and kicked to Goodwin, who put Des O'Rourke on the mark for a terrific grounder, which Dolan in the Kinnali nets was cheered for diving magnificently to save. This was now a game that was fit for Sky Television if 'twas there at that time. O'Rourke then gave another pass to Goodwin, who put in a lovely shot to the corner of the square near the right upright. The ball found young Michael Mullachy, but off balance he could only punch goalwards. This was the last notable incident of the first moiety, and the half-time score read Kinnali 5 points, Ross Lay 2 points, but the Ross Lay followers, they were looking forward to the wind behind them in the second half. The second half hadn't long begun when Gabriel Slowey from a free paired a point off the margin for Ross Lay. Within a short time, Ross Lay forwards were on the move again, and Mullachy put in a lovely high-falling ball. Slowey, now all alone in the square, with all the time in the world to take the top of the net, and he did exactly that with a sizzler that went right into the left corner. Ross Lay were now a point ahead, and the end seemed inevitable. Ross Lay right enough were again quickly away through Callaghan. Des O'Rourke and Goodwin put good work together, but was all of no avail. Then in the 7th minute, Kinnali seemed to fall into perfect working harmony, and off they went. They were at it for 3 solid minutes, with the Mulligans, Tom and Frank, together with J.P. Prunty, standing up well to the swift Kinnali forwards before Cullen equalised for a free. The tension was now at the highest level since the game started. Ross Lay got on the move again from a Felix Quigley catch, and when young Condon was fouled, Tommy McDermott pointed a free. The same player added another again from a free a minute later. But still, the Kinnali collapse that everyone spoke about at half-time showed no signs of materialising. Instead, they countered with another magnificent move, and when Cullen was fouled, he pointed the resultant free, leaving the margin then at the minimum of 1 point. Near Evanishuk, Ain Hooley, no one, it didn't afford it. Spectators began to realise that wind or no wind, Kinnali were in with a fighting chance. Another Cullen free from far out was placed to Curry, but his shot was easily disposed of by Richard Smith, the Ross Lay corner back. Kinnali pressure was mounting for the next 5 minutes, and a hard-pressed defence in which Crane was coming to the fore repelled several attacks. Murphy and Gillies were showing real star form and were piling passes which threw Ross Lay corner back. Kinnali pressure was mounting all the time as the 5 minutes went on, and the hard-pressed defence with Crane always to the fore was repelling everything. Murphy and Gillies were showing real star form as well and were piling passes which threw Ross Lay defenders back on their haunches as they fought to keep their citadel intact. McHugh put another ball into the square, but Patjo Prunty, or Joe Pat Prunty, rose majestically to field and cleared yet again. McHugh again came down the sideline like lightning and sent a neat low ball to Gillies, who lobbed the ball over the bar. Kinnali, with time in the 4th quarter, were level again, and they were playing magnificently against the wind. But the old dog for the hard road, and Ross Lay had been here before. The Vieseca Cadavy Riochtanuk Leshen Glehedian Shahavochtant. The Shamrocks had another breakaway when Joe Goodwin sent a pass to Slowey, who shot a lovely point from 35 yards out to give the champions the lead. And then came the killer, a goal. Goodwin kicked high and hard, and the ball landed in a bunch of players in the square. Benny Murphy, whose Trojan work was one of the highlights of the game, caught on the safe side of the line, and when he was unceremoniously, though fairly according to the Ross Lay people, shoulder to the back of the net with the ball and all, the green flag went up, and for the first time in the game the Ross Lay followers were breathing a little bit easier. It was the goal that won the match, because it made the lead 4 points at a vital stage. When Gabriel Slowey put another point across a short time later, the issue was beyond doubt, and Malachy O'Rourke's following point merely put the seal on the issue. There were two goals in it now, and Kinnaly had shot their bolt. Goodwin for Rosslea and Cullen for the losers exchanged points before the long whistle, a whistle that brought great news to Rosslea, but sad news for the gallant men of Kinnaly. The game was a credit to both teams and the conditions, and ended with Rosslea, the men from College Land, as county champions once more on the scoreline. Rosslea, 2 goals and 9 points. Kinnaly, 9 points. As Mara Dúrtin captain, 3 cheers for Kinnaly. Hip hip, is Féidir Libh Gulair and Horáil Yenav. Hip hip, Ella, agus Horáil at the Kinnaly, agus an trio hip hip, agus Bua Moore, agus Gaira Moore, the Kinnaly, Uirawain Ella.